Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
TC Live with you on a Sunday afternoon in Big D. Four of our five champions have been crowned at our Week 6 tournaments around the globe. One more still to come in Argentina at the top of the hour. The Argentine fans rooting for the homegrown champion there. It'll be Facundo Bagnis and Luciano Darderi, just the third time in ATP Tour history that two qualifiers will meet in a tour-level final. But in Big D, it was Tommy Paul who got it done, the 26-year-old American, locking up his second career title, his first in nearly 2.5 years, as he takes out his good buddy and countryman Marcos Giron, and the celebration is on this Super Bowl Sunday. So glad that you're with us inside our Tennis Channel studios with Jimmy Arias and Nico Pereira. I'm Brett Haber. Jimmy just called the match with Mark Pecci. It felt like that Tommy Paul had to really grind on his serve. He played way more service points than Giron, but he got the holds when he needed them.
Look, I love that match because both players are so athletic. Both players are great shot makers, and they had some ebbs and flows throughout that match where it was Tommy Paul was the better player for the first set. Giron, all of a sudden, he switched rackets down love 30 on one of his service games early in the second. From that point on, he was the best player I've seen for a while. It took him some time to get the set 7-5, and then Tommy Paul did the smart thing. He went and took a bathroom break. When he came back, he changed a little bit some of the things he was doing. He served and volleyed a couple of times. He started coming in more. He started hitting backhands down the line, and it changed the tenor.
We watched this match together. Yeah. They were balling.
I'm telling you, at some stage there in the second set, they played some of the best ball I've seen this year. Giron was hitting the ball with all of his might, and they could not go out. That tells you how well Tommy Paul is playing, a well-deserved title for him.
All right, we'll have the trophy presentation coming up for you in a few minutes, but we've got other finals to show you that you may have missed from earlier in the day around the world. We'll start with the women in the Arabian Desert. Abu Dhabi final was Elena Rybakina and Dasha Kazatkina renewing their rivalry, and the last time they played one another, it was an epic. Montreal last summer, it went 3 hours, 27 minutes. Rybakina saved a match point in that third set tiebreak and came back to win. So four total meetings between these two. They've split them. Would there be as much drama as there was last summer in Canada? Let's find out. Nico, that was the backdrop as they got it on today.
Rybakina said she was coming in with no expectations after her troubles in Melbourne. There you see Kazatkina, that's been coming back for the past season, playing some good tennis. Rybakina is just too strong. Took out of the gate really quickly. Just no answers from Kazatkina that, you know, started playing a lot better in the second set, started moving a little better. Here we have him at 4-all. Break point for Rybakina, the number 5 player in the world. There it is. She goes up 5-4, will go to serve it out. Here we have the match point. And it is the 7th title of the year for Rybakina, for her career. I expect her, Swiatek, Sabalenka, Goff, and Pegula to battle it out for the big titles.
Yeah, second title of the year already for Rybakina, yep. Who also won the season opener in Brisbane. She got her serve, Rybakina did, up to about a buck 27 earlier this week. Is she now, with full respect to the Garcias and the Coco Gauffs, is she the best server in women's tennis?
Yes, I think she probably is the best server in women's tennis. And I also think, if you remember last night, I told you she was going to win this match. I just said, yes, she's going to win. She, if it's up to Rybakina almost every time she plays, whether she's the player who wins or not. Sabalenka will have something to say about that, obviously, because she also brings that ridiculous power. But Rybakina at her best is very tough, and Kazakina is someone that makes you play. But if you're feeling it against her, you're going to beat her.
Your research has been next level this week on the show. You told us all that good stuff about Khachanov against one-handed backhands. You predicted this match correctly. Jimmy's going next level deep. We've got a lot to get to. We've got other finals around the globe in Marseille, getting ready for Cordoba at the top of the hour. And in case you missed anything in BD, we'll highlight that for you as well. Coming back on a Championship Sunday, TC Live. Back on TC Live, getting ready to get back to the desert in this beautiful place and that rather heavy trophy. The biggest stars in the game return to Indian Wells next month. Tennis Channel will be there for exclusive coverage of the BNP Paribas Open. It begins Wednesday, March the 6th, part of our swing into spring. With that, we head over to Europe for the two finals held there today, the women in Cluj, Romania. And yes, they had a homegrown finalist there too with Anna Bogdan, but she came up against the former world number one, Jimmy, Karolina Pliskova.
Yeah, and the crowd wanted, obviously, Bogdan to win, but former world number one and two-time Grand Slam finalist, Karolina Pliskova, was just a little too much. First set, just one break of serve, but that was all she needed. As when she's at her best, Pliskova, when she was at her best, she controlled things. She hit the ball big off both wings. Never been the best mover, but she didn't have to move because she was in control of the center of the court. And for the most part in that final, that's exactly what happened. Pliskova is accustomed to being this far in tournaments. She's won many in her career. And she has dropped in the rankings. This is a nice win for her, maybe to recreate the magic she had for a number of years.
17th career title for Pliskova, but her first in 4 years, which ties her for sixth most among active players. Let's spin the globe back to the south of France, Marseille, and they had a homegrown finalist there too, the Frenchman Hugo Humbert. And Nico, he made pretty easy work of Grigor Dimitrov.
Well, Humbert lost the first set this week against countryman Hugo Gaston, but then never looked back. Dimitrov has been playing awesome as well, but I just think that the lefty was too good, winning his fifth title of her career, second here in France after taking the crown in Metz last year. The first set 6-4, and just some spectacular play off both wings, defense and offense. Humbert playing at home with the crowd, and he just played with a very high energy every match. The question for him is how he's going to do in the majors. Hasn't been past the fourth round, but this is a young man that's going to be at a career high ranking of number 18 come tomorrow. Just tremendous quality of tennis from Hugo Humbert. Expect a lot from him in 2024.
So he actually leapfrogs over Manarino to become the top-ranked Frenchman. Fifth title in five finals. He becomes just the eighth man in ATP history to win his first five finals at tour level. And I think about other guys like Felix Auger-Aliassime, who lost his first eight. I think about Julian Beneteau, who played 10 and never won one. They got to the big moments in tournaments and got nervous. This guy gets to the biggest moments and plays his best.
I think part of that is because his game is so fierce. He's got massive lefty serve that he moves around. His ground strokes, he can hit winners from either forehands and backhands. So if he makes the final, that means he's feeling it that week. Mm-hmm. He's playing well, and he just goes ahead and keeps playing well and ends up winning titles. He hasn't lost indoors in quite a while. And the other thing about him that's interesting to me is he looks about 6'2", but his arms are from a seven-footer.
Yep.
So he's suddenly about 6'5", with where he gets the reach and the serve and all that.
At some point in every show, there's going to be jealousy from Jimmy about a tall guy with a big wingspan, and we got it in the first 10 minutes today. We've got more to get to. We'll bring you the trophy presentation from Dallas as Tommy Paul lifts one for the second time in his career. Don't go away.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Big day for Tommy Paul, 15 in the world. He's going to move up to 14, just a smidge with the win today. Waited 2.5 years to get his second career title, but he got it done against Marcos Giron. They're handing out the trophies. Let's hand it over to Blair Henley.
And now, John Isner will present our Dallas Open Lamar Hunt Trophy to our champion, Tommy Paul.
That was a pretty unbelievable match. Best final I've ever played. Marcos, I was watching you all week this week. You were playing unbelievable tennis. It was so fun to watch you play, and it's cool. I mean, I know your team and you very well. We played through the challengers, like you said the other day. So it's really cool to be playing in the finals of a tour event now, and hopefully we can keep doing it, keep moving up, and to many more matches just like that. That was unbelievable. I mean, I also want to thank all the sponsors here. I want to thank Peter, Grant Chen for making this tournament so amazing. Everything's so easy here, super convenient. Any problem that I need, they fix it right away. So I just want to thank you guys for all that help. And obviously my team, Brad, you were here all week. Paige, you just got here last night. But you came at a good time. Thank you guys for being here. Brad, this is our second title, but our first one in the States, so this one feels the best by far. But yeah, I mean, I can't come up here without thanking the Ball Kids and all the volunteers. You guys make the tour so much better. You don't even understand how much it would suck having to get your balls after you miss in the net. But yeah, thank you guys, and thanks to the crowds all week for coming out. It's so much fun playing in front of you guys, and I'll definitely see you guys next year.
Tommy, before you head off, we have one more thing for you. You've got boots, you've got a hat.
Jubilation for Tommy Paul, and I don't know if you heard, but there has to be some karma going on for the Chiefs that the Lamar Hunt Trophy would be handed to Tommy Paul on a day that the Chiefs are playing in the Super Bowl. Is that not some kind of kismet aligning here?
I mean, everything aligns for Kansas City Chiefs in the last few years. Oh, yeah. Starting with getting Patrick Mahomes, and that was where it all came together.
In case you don't know, Lamar Hunt, not only one of the founders of the AFL and of the Kansas City Chiefs, but one of the Handsome Eight who helped found Grand Prix Tennis and what is now the modern ATP Tour. So a confluence of football and tennis on this championship Sunday. What do you say we wrap up what has been a very entertaining center court week with best of the best, our top five plays from around the globe this week six of the calendar, and we will start as he stalls.
Incredible. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's an amazing point.
That's just big hitting there.
Mark that down for best of the best.
We will start in Abu Dhabi with Ons Jabeur, bottom of your screen.
Yeah, and Ons Jabeur, one of the things she does remarkably well in every match, you're going to see this best of the best, drop shots with the backhand. Tremendous disguise, froze Raducanu completely as she had her backing up, recognized it, executed perfectly.
All right, that takes us to number four, which was in Dallas earlier in the week from Marcos Giron. You're going to see one of his beautiful backhands, Nico.
Well, Marcos delighted us with unbelievable shots all week. To me, one of the revelations of this week. Expect great things for Giron. A spectacular backhand on the run here to pass the professor Manarino, who he took to the cleaners in two straight sets to reach today's final.
All right, nice stuff from Giron, who will see his ranking rise after making the final today in Big D. Number three, it's a throwback. Sarah Errani makes best of the best in Cluj.
If you see Sarah Errani on best of the best, you know it's not because she hit a huge serve or a huge winner. It's because she defended really well and then eventually hit a lob winner. And that's exactly what we got from Errani. An overhead off an overhead.
That's fancy. 12 years removed from her Roland Garros final, still plugging away around 95 in the world. Hope to see her at Roland Garros direct entry. I know that's her goal. as she grinds away this time of year. Let's go to number two in Marseille, Arthur Rinderknecht in the near court at home.
The very elegant Rinderknecht went to school here in the States, all court game. This guy has been improving tremendously. And just check out the shot off the lob for the delight of the local crowd on his back, but celebrating in the match that he played against Jiří Lehečka. He's not expecting that one off the line.
Number one, no surprise that Francis Tiafoe gives us the highlight of the week in his match in Dallas against Alex Mickelson.
Yeah, take a look at what you're about to see. You're not going to see very often a backhand drop shot, full swing, racket head speed that hits on your opponent's side and finishes on your own side of the net. This was a masterful performance from Tiafoe in this round, but then it didn't get as nice for him the next match.
On the upside, he did get to get back to D.C. in time for his bobblehead night, so there's always an upside to even losing on tour. That brings us to our last final of this Championship Sunday. It's going to be in Cordoba. They're about to start between Bagnis and Luciano Darderi, the 21-year-old from Italy. Both qualifiers, that's really bizarre. Obviously, the crowd's going to be behind Bagnis in Argentina. What do you expect from this match?
Well, Darderi was born in Argentina, plays for Italy, but they're treating him really well as an Argentine. We have Bagnis at 33 looking for his second title. He did not expect to be in this final, neither did Darderi. I think Darderi is the favorite. He's 10 years younger and hits the ball a little cleaner than Bagnis.
What do you think?
I mean, I hate to agree with Nico. I normally try not to, but I think Darderi has a bigger game. The one thing that scares me is he seemed to be cramping at the end of his match last night, so fitness might come into it.
Cool in Cordoba today. A little rain in the sky earlier. Maybe that'll make the conditions friendlier for Darderi. Nico's going to get in the booth. Call that one with Mark Pecci. The guys are walking as we wrap up this edition of TC Live for Jimmy and Nico and all of our teams around the world. I'm Brett Haber. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the Cordoba final and congratulations to Tommy Paul, a winner in Big D. Enjoy the match in Argentina.